Tomorrow marks a sacred moment in our Catholic calendar, the Feast of the Assumption, where Mary was taken body and soul into heavenly bliss. It's a celebration that reminds us of our ultimate destination and the eternal promise awaiting those who walk in faith. Stay tuned to hear about its significance in our spiritual journey.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Today I'm excited to delve into the profound celebration happening tomorrow, August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into Heaven. As you know, Padre Pio was very devoted to Our Lady. This holy day of obligation holds a special place in our Catholic Church. The Assumption marks the glorious moment when Mary, at the end of her earthly life, was taken up body and soul into heavenly glory. It's a belief that has inspired the Church for centuries. So let's explore this incredible event together and see how it can inspire our faith. The Church teaches that the Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. This doctrine was dramatically defined by Pope Pius XII on November 1, 1950, in the Apostolic Constitution Munificentissimus Deus, while exercising papal infallibility. But Pope Pius was not declaring the belief in the Assumption as something new or novel. Written evidence of the belief in Mary's Assumption dates back as early as the 4th century, found in various texts spanning different languages and regions. So, the declaration simply affirmed what the faithful had long believed. Now, as many of you are already aware, Mary's Assumption is not explicitly mentioned in the Bible. So how did we come to believe in it? Well, first off, I might be preaching to the choir here, but it's worth mentioning that the Catholic Church holds both sacred scripture and sacred tradition as part of divine revelation. In other words, the Catholic Church does not view sacred scripture as the entirety of divine revelation. It also holds tradition, the handing down of what our forefathers did and believed to be true as sacred and inspired by the Holy Spirit. Tradition helps us understand scripture and proclaim some of our most basic teachings. For example, the word Trinity never appears in any Bible verses. Yet, we understand God as existing in three persons, and thus we refer to God as the Holy Trinity. That being said, the belief in Mary's Assumption finds its foundation in the Bible. For instance, in the book of Revelation, John the Apostle describes a heavenly vision of a woman with child, clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. This woman is traditionally understood as the Virgin Mary, symbolizing her status in heaven as Queen and Mother of the Church. Additionally, as mentioned before, early church texts affirm the belief in Mary's Assumption. For example, John Damascene, writing in the 8th century, recounts that at the Council of Chalcedon in 451, Emperor Marcion expressed a desire to have Mary's remains transferred to Constantinople for safekeeping. In response, Saint Juvenal, Bishop of Jerusalem, informed him that Mary had died in the presence of the apostles, but when her tomb was later opened at the request of Saint Thomas, it was found empty, leading the faithful to conclude that her body had been taken up to heaven. Although we have no detailed descriptions, we can try to bring this solemn event closer to our minds and hearts by making a composition of place according to the method of Saint Ignatius. We can imagine the apostles, assembled before Our Lady's body, on their knees in prayer, as she reaches her final moments on earth. The atmosphere is quiet, sublime, and calm. Meanwhile, the angels in heaven gather, filling the celestial court. Heaven was filled with the most diverse, yet nuanced colors that radiated in such a way as to create a truly incomparable scene. If Our Lady was able to fill the sky with such diverse colors during the miracle of the sun at Fatima, just imagine how heaven must have glowed with splendor on the day of her Assumption. Her death is customarily called Our Lady's Dormition, because the grace with which she passed from this life and the short elapse before her resurrection made her death seem more like a dream. Her soul reunited with her body, revivifying it. She then stood up, body and soul, as the respect and recollection of those around increased. The physical similarity between her and our Lord as mother and son was more apparent than usual. Also present, the Savior stood before her and increasingly communicated herself to her. As a result, her majesty and queenliness increased together with her motherly kindness. Everything about her that was most intimate was supremely manifested at that moment. Some angels, perhaps the most splendid of heaven, approached and began to lift her upwards. As she slowly rose, the skies were marvelously transformed, until, little by little, they returned to their normal state, and the witnesses dispersed with a sensation similar to what they had experienced when our Lord ascended. After her humble life on earth, Mary assumed a greater role as Queen and Mother of the Church. The Assumption completes God's work in her, as it was fitting that the flesh that gave life to our Lord Jesus Christ should not undergo corruption. Hence, tomorrow's feast turns our gaze towards heaven, where we hope to follow Our Lady when our earthly life is over. I hope today's video inspired a deeper understanding of this glorious feast day. Pope Pius XII hoped that the belief in Mary's Assumption would strengthen our faith in our own resurrection. With this in mind, I wish you a joyous and prayerful celebration of the Feast of the Assumption tomorrow. And as Padre Pio said, pray, hope, and don't worry. God bless. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.